All right, today, welcome to Let Us Become Sharper / TNS Podcast. This is CJ, Let Us Become Sharper, you know, coming to you on this evening on the cast, on the podcast, and I'm coming, you know, by myself, just feeling the vibe in the studio. We got my brother Jason over there in the studio. And we putting this together for y'all, finishing out the quarter of the year. So, you know, we're talking about a lot of things going on right now. You know, it's war. And I'll cut up a few clips of a previous podcast that I did that I felt was very, very significant. Although it was more so, I guess the word that we would use is like introspective or a different type of perspective. I did a podcast about war, and I was talking about more so of war of spiritual warfare. Also, I was speaking about war of intellect and a war of wits. We always in a war of wits. We always in a war of the mind. People have different thought processes, and people have different thoughts, and they try to, you know, they can create wars in the mind. You know, they can get you to think a certain way. A lot of even conspiracies speak of mind control. So that's the type of war that I was speaking of. I was speaking of good, you know, and all the things that are fruitful and positive versus the negative forces of this world. So for the people who are at war, and this is not a political set here, so we're not going to talk about it too much, but the world is at war right now, and we sending blessings, and we're sending healing power directly from the podcast, directly from the studio to all affected by war. So I want to put that out there and get that covered, you know, off the rip. So we're talking about the game. You know, normally when we come in, our topics, our destinations, and we time travel. We travel around to explore, to become sharper, you know, these different various topics. But today I was having some thoughts, and I was just thinking about, you know, like I say, my mind was on a global level, and I was just thinking about, in essence, I was just thinking about my phenomenal women, man. You know, they have done so much for the game. And I was having a couple of conversations. Well, actually, I was listening in on a few conversations, having myself, but actually listening. And I came to a realization that some people play basketball, and some people are basketball players. In essence, some people hate the player, but you have to hate the game. You don't have to hate it all. But if there's a charge to anyone, you charge it to the game. And I feel we're living in times where people are concentrating on individual players versus adhering, respecting, and even improving the game. But while I'm in this game, and the game being the game called life, also, the game is your culture. The game is your profession. Let's get some understanding. Let's become sharper. When you in this game, there were people, and there will be people who helped you in this game. And I have to give credit to very, very phenomenal people that come into my life are my phenomenal women. And today I want to highlight. Today I want to highlight my phenomenal woman. I want to highlight somebody that's very, very important, very, very special to me. And that person is my Aunt Minnie. My Aunt Minnie was, you know, she's transitioned on, but she was and is, in my mind, one of the most amazing women that I ever met. My Aunt Minnie, to this day, right now at this very moment, never got her roses that I saw. So I give them now to my Aunt Minnie. What made my Aunt Minnie so phenomenal was this. You know, I would go to her house. She would come pick me up. And when she did so, it was just a euphoric type of vibe. And I felt that, you know, I felt that I was truly loved. She's the first woman to ever take me to Disney World and Disneyland. She took me to both of them. And she also was the first woman to ever take me to Canada, Niagara Falls on the Canada side. So she did these things for me. She really, really cared for me. She really, really cared about me. And she really, really loved me. Now, for my eighth grade graduation, my mini called me on the phone. This is when I learned what powerful meant, because my mini was powerful. She called me on the phone and she said, listen, you're about to graduate to eighth grade, seventh grade going to the eighth. And I'm calling you. She said, first of all, outside of me calling you, why haven't you called me? Why haven't you picked up the phone and called me? And I told her, I said, I didn't know the importance at that age. A lot of the youth, we don't know, or they don't know the importance of picking up the phone and calling your parents, your aunts, your uncles, grandparents, the people that you love. Those phone calls mean so much. So become sharper out there. She said, how come you ain't called me? I said, you know, so I'm giving the mumbo jumbo. So she said, no. All right. Well, I'm calling you. What do you want for your graduation? And I say, well, I would like, you know, the first thing we say, even and show my age a little bit, because, you know, I'm an OG for real. You know, even in that day, you know what that answer was. We want some money. She said, okay, how much money? And I told her how much. All right. Outside of that, what else you want? I said, well, what else I want? You know, and for some odd reason, we love clothes so much, but when it's time for gift giving, we never really mention the clothes. I said, I like a new TV. New TV, you say. Okay, what else? I says, well, what else? What else? All right. Well, I like a five disc CD changer with the big old speakers. I like that. What else? I'm like, all right. I take that new video game too, whatever the system was in the day. What else? I'm naming off games. Mortal Kombat. You know, you gotta have John Madden. You gotta have whatever the basketball game is of that day. It wasn't live. It was one of the NBA Jam for show. What else? I'm like, man. Okay. So I've been on this conversation so long, I got savvy. I said, well, can I sit down and think about it a little bit more? Sure, create a list. So I create my list. She said, I'll be to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock on the dot. 2:59, she in front of the house. Let's roll. She got me everything on the list. I got home around 9:45 that night. It was dark. We coming in the crib with bags, struggling, you know. This is the phenomenal woman who put it down for me in eighth grade, for eighth grade graduations. Going to the eighth grade graduation. She put it down for me, buying me, purchasing me, all of these things. My old man come in the room, he's looking around, he's saying, you know, who do you think you are? You know, because, you know, you living, as he would say, you living the life of Riley. You living high on the hill. I said, no, you know. My mini bought me these things and he thanked her or whatever. And they had their little conversation, but that was beautiful. That was something that established and built my confidence. I love to do beautiful things like that for my children. See, this is how we live and this is how we become sharper. So when we doing powerful things in the game, we have to understand the origin, the point of origin, and a lot of the privileges and the beautiful things that we enjoy were taught to us by our phenomenal women and were taught to me by my Aunt Minnie. Aunt Minnie, we love you here today. I love you here today. And I'm glad that I had this opportunity to speak publicly about the beautiful things that you've done for me. By the way, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what you've done for me. So, you know, that's me speaking this evening about phenomenal women. And always remember, anybody watching, anybody listening, anybody within earshot, understand that When I'm talking about my phenomenal women, yes, I'm also talking about you. All right. Very good. So we're going to speak to the script for a second. Got to speak to the script. So moving along in the game, speaking of the game, we have to write into the script. Everybody has their own script. Everybody has their own story. But one thing that you own and you'll always have is your culture and your personal story, which is also a script. So I'm adding to the script today. I was thinking about it earlier. I said, you know, I've been in the barber game for 30 years. As a matter of fact, I was just getting my feet wet in the barber game when Aunt Minnie bought me all of these gifts. And that was, you know, the beginning phases. And I was thinking about it earlier. I said, you know, you've been in the barber game for 30 years, 28 years, if you want to be technical, 28 years, 28 plus. I says, well, you've been in it for this long. It's time for you to write into the script all the powerful pieces that go along with this. So I'm going to write today into the script the style liner liners. Now, the black style liner liners go this way. And we ain't talking about them style liner tools. We're talking about the style liner liners. Black with the square blade. Style liners. I have a pair. If you need an example, if you need to see a pair, come holler at me. I'll show you what the real is, because I'm super powerful. So many pieces that we have in this game. But we're going to write into the script the style liners, black, and then they came with the style liner tools. The style liner tools have the T blade on them. The style liners have the square blade on them. And you can put a T blade on there too, but they don't have the third adjustment screw. It's just the regular, it's just a straight blade on there. So those liners become powerful. I came across a pair of them. I was on Pontiac and a barber had a pair. I think the first pair that I saw actually was in a barbershop, an old school barbershop over on the west. I saw a barber over there and I was actually beginning to reach the different barbers going around the game, getting familiar with all of the elders who did the craft, who had been 30 and 40 year barbers at that time. And I came across a pair of style liners. I asked him, you know, was he willing to sell? And he wouldn't come up off of them. I said, okay, no problem. I never put no pressure on nobody to sell something. If they don't want to sell it, then they don't want to sell it. Even if I'm giving three times the value, they're not selling. So I came across, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you how I got them style liners. I went to a barber and he was very, very generous. He gave me a box of clippers, gave to me. And as I went through there, it was a pair of style liners in there. And he said, as long as you give me, he wrote out what he wanted from that box, and everything else in the box belonged to me. So, and the style liners was not a part of what he wanted. He wanted X, Y, and Z perfected, and everything there is yours. And that's how I came with the style liner. So a style liner is a real, real player's tool. If you can find a pair, you have a classic. You have what could be considered to be a masterpiece. And they are officially in the script because I put them there. I wrote those into the script. You can understand I'm real powerful in this game. Now, since we wrote the style liner tools in the script, I want to add some video. I want to show the style liners too. So I'm going to add some video so you can see exactly what I'm talking about, give you a visual. You understand? Now, when we write into the script, this is what we control. The power to write into the script. Now, my promotion that you see is called The Script of Inspiration and Excellence. That's what the script is all about. So we're writing into the script, and I will share a tip with you. You know, I'll be ginger when I say, but as above, so below. So when we write into the script, we have to write out of the script. And it's only one that we're going to write out of the script today. We're going to write out a thought process, but I'm going to write that out next time. We're going to let that sit right there, but it's on deck. But we're going to cast, we're going to write Jada Pinkett out of the script. Jada, you are no longer a part of the script. We never want to hear from you again. I hope you hear this. Jada, you are now officially written out of the script. Goodbye. Peace. Now, she's out of here. We're going to keep on moving with this because when I come to speak to you guys, when I speak about the script, when I speak about the game, when I'm talking to you about my phenomenal women, you understand that the words that I'm saying are coming from a place of meaning. I mean what I'm saying. This is not nothing that I'd have wrote on the back of no napkin. I mean what I'm saying to you. I like to give thanks to all my supporters. All cash is verified. I have a support system that's out of this world. I was sitting at a dinner table, and a guy, we were talking back and forth. He asked me, "What do you do? What do you do?" And I told him, I said, "I'm a 30-year barber, semi-retired, actually, telling the truth. And I own my own clip of business, and you know, in part with the career, with the shop as well. And I'm also a content creator. And when the last piece is the newest technology that we have, the newest arm is content creation. It's a whole new lane." I said, I'm off into the content creation. I'm a content creator. And I was, you know, just sharing with him. But when I create my content, it's with meaning, you know. So I'm speaking to you today about my phenomenal women, the game, and the script. My mentor in this game name was Ulysses. He was the first one who gave me any game, and game simply means information, any game about the barber game. He did that. So I'd like to thank all my supporters, my personal supporters, my personal support system is just, I don't have no words for it, but it shows a whole lot of love to CJ, and I appreciate that. And I also appreciate the support of the podcast. All cash is verified. So I make sure that I say that each and every podcast that I do, that I'm a part of, that I know, I make sure I say that to my people. Let us become sharper. So yeah, let's go back. Let's talk about, you know, I want you guys to, if you can, if you have time, if you have a mind to do so, I want you to recognize and reflect on the phenomenal women that put you in this game. What have they done for you? How have they helped you become the man who you are, or the woman who you are? How have they helped you? How have they lifted you, encouraged you, inspired you, served you, motivated you? This is the thought, especially when I'm alone. This is where my mind goes. And throughout my day, these thoughts refresh. And I come to the podcast to speak to you this way about my phenomenal women, to speak to you about my phenomenal women. This is what I do. And like I say, my name is CJ. Let us become sharper. So as we go on with our phenomenal women on our walk, on our destination, I appreciate you. We have the script. It is written in. The style liners are officially part of the script, and Jada Pinkett has officially been written out of the script. Be safe out there. Take care of yourselves. Keep your head on the swivel out there, and let's get prayers up for the world that is at war. I'll be putting a little bit, you know, showing a little bit about my other podcast that I did, Title War. But I wasn't talking about this type of war. This war that we're dealing with now on a global scale is insane. So we need a lot of prayers. We need a lot of consciousness. And we need to be aware of the realities, the cold, even at times cold realities of this world. To the next go round, I'll see you soon. Let us become sharper.